Bessemer, Alabama is not your normal go-to spot for celebrity sighting, but the chance to get a union into Amazon's warehouse has attracted big-name politicians and movie stars. Actor Danny Glover recently stopped by Bessemer to rally workers.
This moment is part of a continuous struggle in the making of this country, in the making of the South, in the remaking of the South.
But 4 years ago, Canton, Mississippi was the place to be. Workers at the Nissan assembly plant were campaigning to join the United Auto Workers Union to improve work conditions, like at Amazon. Glover visited Canton back then, too.
When we fight, we win. When we fight, we win.
It just felt like, you know, hey, the world was on your side and you were doing the right thing.
Morris Mock is a Nissan technician at the Canton plant who helped organize the campaign. He says the global support helped, but what happened inside the plant mattered more. Like at Amazon, Nissan held frequent mandatory meetings encouraging workers to vote against the union. Mock says it was tough to compete against the constant anti-union messaging.
They're able to change the narrative in every meeting, and they can talk to every worker in a split second.
Pro-union workers also say the plant and the vote was divided by race. Black workers usually held the most labor-intensive jobs with the biggest safety concerns. Travis Parks, who is white, is a production technician at Nissan.
I remember one time I walked by where they're having their all-managers meeting out on the shop floor, and I asked one of the African-American lady next to me, I said, "You see something wrong with that?" And she said, "No." I said, "Where's the black people at?"
Black workers were also more likely to be considered temp workers, preventing them from voting. All this meant that despite all the support, the odds were against unionizing.
In the Deep South, it's still hard to organize.
The 3,500 Nissan workers who cast ballots ultimately voted nearly 2-1 against joining the United Auto Workers Union. Looking at the Canton vote, you might think unionizing in the region is impossible, but it can and does happen. While unions are less popular in the South, membership has actually been slowly ticking up in Mississippi and Louisiana over the past decade. It's just happening at smaller workplaces, usually ones with fewer than 100 workers. Wade Rathke is a union organizer based in New Orleans. He says campaigning now costs as much as $2,000 per worker, way too much for most unions to go after big job sites like an Amazon warehouse.
You got phones, you got computers, you got the interweb, all the swag, you got t-shirts, you got jackets, you got buttons, you got a leaflet program. Oh my God, when does it end?
Right-to-work laws in the South make it so employees don't have to join a union or pay its dues, even if they're represented by one. That leaves unions with fewer dollars to wage those campaigns. All this suggests that actually unionizing Amazon's Alabama warehouse is a long shot. But Rathke says there have been a couple of shifts recently in favor of unions, like the pandemic. Jobs that used to be labeled as low-skilled are now called essential. Rathke says that change has been helpful for recruitment.
Absolutely. We jumped on this pandemic like a dog on a bone.
Organizers also point to a political shift, like President Joe Biden speaking out against anti-union tactics via a Twitter video.
The choice to join a union is up to the workers. Full stop. Full stop.
Morris Mock says movements like Black Lives Matter also give unions a better shot than they had during the failed Nissan campaign 4 years ago.
This is the era of movement and change, and people are boldly coming out of their shells now. And I think that's the difference now.
We'll find out at the end of the month. The Amazon workers in Bessemer have until March 29th to vote on the union. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.